Welcome, I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
I'm John.
And I'm Eric.
And I'm Joseph Scrimshaw.
And these are some of the sodas we like. So, we're back again with Mr. Scrimshaw. It's always a pleasure.
Which I also realized that we did not do this last episode. Mr. Scrimshaw, is there anything you want to plug?
Yeah.
No. I would say introduce yourself or your work, but plug
I've
works just as well.
I've been hearing a lot about this great dog shit soda. I think I'm going to start marketing. No, you can also listen to, I just started a podcast called Obsessed with Joseph Scrimshaw.
Mm-hmm. He says you can. I'm going to say you should.
Yeah,
must. Well, thank you.
Yeah, yes, that's good.
They will come for you with their sodas if you do not listen.
We can put your show up in the GCI in our, Friends of the Network section.
Oh, that would be lovely. That would be lovely. Yep, and you can find me at josephscrimshaw.com, all this stuff I'm doing.
Excellent. Check it out.
Excellent. All right.
So you are beyond excited for our next one, as I understand.
Yes. I feel like it's just, I can't look at it, imagine the horror, and not experience it. So,
you are braver than our previous guests.
Yeah.
Faithful listeners will have already heard about Power Malt Extra Energy Non-Alcoholic Malt Beverage. They really want you to know that there's malt involved. They've repeated it twice. And then there's a lot of Arabic writing, which might just be the word malt again and again.
I would not be surprised at all.
Yeah. All of the
with
warnings.
With some power in there.
There's a lot of ingredients, like water, barley malt, sugar, and then lots of other words, which appear to be in several different languages as far as I can tell.
Marketed to the whole world.
And where did you guys get this? What?
We get this at Superfood in Aruba, which is massive supermarket with the word super and food printed in yellow and red right on the white building.
I thought it was yellow and blue.
No.
I think
it's red and blue.
Anyway. Oh, okay.
Well, anyway. Big goat
primary letters. Colors.
Yes.
Basically, if you turn left off the pier at Aruba, that's where you go.
Yeah. So,
rather than the tourist
we saw it,
area.
I saw
it
coming
great.
Into the harbor while still on the boat, and I said, I must go there.
And then we come up to you and we're like, we need to find a grocery store for some sodas, and it just all came together.
I had the exact grocery store.
Yeah. So how is this a soda?
It's not alcoholic and it's carbonated.
It's a soft drink.
All right, there you, it is indeed a soft drink.
This will be the first energy drink we've ever done on the show.
Oh, really?
New listeners might want to go back and check out the episode where we review Mug Cream Soda, because that is the one where previous co-host Bob spent most of the episode explaining why exactly he will never be on an episode where we review a energy drink because
and
of his experience with Supa Pump Max.
And was he pumped to the max? Is that the problem?
It made him time travel in his skin.
Wonderful. Yeah, I
can't wait for the results of this terrible, terrible.
Yeah, and then we're gonna have two Go Fast on top of that.
I cannot think of a better combination to match these with than the Power Malt. Ladies and gentlemen, we will also be sampling Lay's barbecue ham potato chips.
Well,
also purchased in a room.
We'll
start I'll drink this first and see if it's really barbecue ham time. So let's see how much energy in this
non-alcoholic. We'll see if it's not wretch time.
Okay, so you would like me to open this as close to the microphone as possible,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, if you would,
absolutely.
Please.
All right.
Oh, oh that was beautiful.
So far,
that is going
very
to be
energetic.
The only beautiful thing about it.
It is foaming. So it wants to escape the bottle.
Oh dear Lord!
It's like beer. I think we have found our CGI cocktail.
Oh no! For our listeners who cannot see this, it comes out, it is dark, it is stout-like. With
no, for our listeners that cannot see this,
you're
going to
take
a picture.
Sort of a sewagey Guinness look.
Yeah. I want to get some of your contemplation in here.
Yeah, I do not want to smell this until you guys all have it.
Yeah, I made my standard mistake of doing things before everyone else, but I did so far enough away from the mic to not affect the judgment.
Okay. I'm going to put my nose in
Keith,
this.
Would you like some Power Malt?
I don't know if I do or not.
You probably don't.
We will find out.
I will take a small...
There's not much left in the can.
Would it change your mind if I told you it smells like Mucilix?
I think that's what it is.
What? Is that?
It's It's like...
I would have to disagree. I think it smells more like cat food.
Cat food, yeah. Maybe Chex. No.
I've had a malt beverage before, and I was not happy when you picked this
like
up off the shelf.
I think this is like a Vegemite beverage.
I have a cat, and Whiskey Tango Foxtrot would not partake in this.
Your cat's name is Whiskey Tango Foxtrot?
Oh, fuck yes,
that is amazing.
It doesn't generally smell solid.
No.
Weedy. Not okay. All right.
I don't want to drink this. I really don't.
You knew what you signed on for.
Look out teeth, look out gums.
God, why did I take that vow?
Actually, that's not too
bad. As not... Okay, that smells way worse than it tastes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell?
What's wrong with you people that you're okay with this? A malt beverage should not taste sugary.
No, I agree.
Malt is sugar. The way they make it alcoholic is by fermenting the
sugar.
That's
where the disgusting part comes in.
So they've exchanged alcohol for like shitty sugar taste, and I'm supposed to be impressed by this?
Yeah. I'm not vomiting now. I'm impressed as hell.
Yeah,
I'm going to say.
I'm not going to score this high, but I am thanking some power that it does not taste as bad as it smells.
It smells so happy right now.
Pure liquid death.
Yeah, I will say... This is going to get at least a two... Well, this is going to get a two-digit score from me, which is not something that I knew going in.
Mm. Oh, no, it's worse than the second drink.
As a home brewer, I would like to say that this tastes exactly like beer before you ferment it.
Yeah, hey, and you're saying that as a positive?
I'm just saying it for the listeners who
He's saying
know what
it
I'm
as a declarative.
About.
Yeah.
That's a true statement.
This is fact. Right.
If you put this in a bucket and
I'm
left it for a couple
it.
Weeks, you might have an okay
it.
Beer.
Okay, so basically what they did is they took beer, added energy drink to it, and forgot to add the yeast.
It is worse the second time, I agree.
It's
worse the third time.
It just builds terribleness.
It gets worse and worse, and I keep
Lord,
all right, that
come
alcohol
here, fishes.
Again.
Oh.
Oh yeah, you guys weren't kidding. That is worse the second time around.
And it is worse the third time.
The fishes are a good call.
This is some
fishes
sort of magical concoction that gets worse and worse and worse.
I'm going to dump this where we need another
that's
dump.
That
dump's
good.
Will it all fit?
See if anything grows
Hopefully
in there.
Hopefully it won't fit.
I give the goldfish a score of 600.
Yeah. The goldfish take the highest rank on this show.
Alright.
Oh my god. God.
There it goes.
So, you drank all of it?
Sir? Yes.
And everybody else checked out?
I drank
No, these two have to. They took a vow.
Okay.
We did not because we're guests. You absolutely don't have to because you're a special guest.
Okay.
Although you also chose it, so I'm kind of feeling like you should.
Yeah. I get different flavors every time I
sip. The duck cup is getting rather full.
Well, I can take care of that.
Dump cup indeed.
I was promised there'd be no defecation.
And then we talk at length about the CGI.
So you have chips, though, too, to make the extra
work. Oh, yes.
No, those are complete palate cleansing, actually.
Yeah, no, those work. John, that
Ryan,
was magical.
Would you like to introduce the chips?
Oh, yes, we are going to go into the chips now.
Should we score the drink before the chips?
Yeah.
Yes.
Since it's fresh in our minds?
Score the drink before the chips.
Okay.
So the nose, first of all, was some horrible yeasty monstrosity.
Yeah.
That is going to factor into my total score.
Get out of my cup.
The flavor itself was very, very sweet, super malty,
and then a monstrosity.
Worse
Talk
and
about
worse
cloying.
Each time you had it.
Oh, man.
So the scale is
zero
to 100.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And the zero is Zwartzwitzers, which you haven't had.
The number that I would give this is a fuck you. Because this is the opposite of everything that I would want in a drink. It tastes like I'm drinking Lucky Charms. And that should be good, but it's not. It's going to keep me awake. There's no alcohol in it. It's like a farmer's nightmare. It's like rain on like wheat field, and then, I'm sorry to keep bringing up shit, but then shit mixed in. And then Marbits from Lucky Charms. It's really, really awful.
Yeah.
To the point where I want to eat the chips.
I'm going to give Power Malt a 2, only because it is not quite as terrible as Zwartzwitches, which...
No, that Zwartzwitches made me cry.
Yeah. They literally brought tears to Bill's eyes.
Oh my god, I can't imagine the devastation in the game room right now.
I'm
willing to bet that after a few people had them, they have been marked, don't eat these.
Yeah,
they're in the
It's
sea.
A trap.
Someone's a monster.
So, as the Zwartzwitches, Power Malt is a trap. You open it up, and you expect, like, oh, it's going to be a non-alcoholic beer with some energy in it. And then you pour it into your glass, it smells like date rape. And then you taste it, and just as I can't come up with a better description than Joe, a rained-out wheat field or wheat farmer's fields mixed with dog shit and some marbits. That's the best description. It's terrible, almost beyond belief. Two.
It's like falling down an open sewer drain on prom night.
In Aruba.
Tux and all. In Aruba.
Yes. But I'm still going to give it 11 because it could have been much, much worse.
We need more water for our cleansing cup.
Bill has fallen down a well on prom night, and it wasn't that bad. Or,
it
sorry,
was
a sewer.
A sewer, yes. Yeah.
I have to...
Almost 1:30.
And I have to go back
to the... I'm going
to
go and...
Oh, wait.
Yeah, go...
Go to the aft deck.
No, they're not going to know who Keith is. Just go.
Ah, barbecue ham.
Yeah, let's bring out these chips.
And okay. I have to, and I have to cite the home brewing again and say that the flavor was not too offensive to me, having drank a lot of unfinished beers. But the smell...
I drink a lot of unfinished beers that, like, people haven't finished drinking. That's
I mean, very literally, unfinished.
Thanks for coming, Keith.
But, it was still pretty bad, and the smell was just awful. So I'm going to give this a 20.
I would like to just paraphrase what John said. Having drunk a lot of stuff that no human is meant to drink, I don't think this is that bad.
I would like to point out to the listener that one of the first dozen times that I've hung out with Brian, I have looked in my rearview mirror to find Brian rummaging through the garbage in my back seat, finding, like, a quarter of a Wendy's chicken sandwich and eating it. That had been there for a month, and there was mayonnaise.
I was in college at the time.
That explains everything.
So,
why am I being denied barbecue ham?
Yeah, because I haven't judged it yet.
We have to deal with the timing. Please, judge.
I think my thoughts can best be expressed through a series of Ralph Wiggum quotes. It tastes like burning. My cat's breath smells like cat food. And, it says choo-choo-choo and there's a picture of a train. I don't know.
It does taste train-like, so I think that's fair.
I do not choose this beverage.
No, I do not.
I don't remember all the scores. I'm going to re-listen to this and end it up later.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, we didn't average last time either. Yeah. Okay, so 12.
All right. Barbecue ham Lay's.
Ooh. And now, did you get these in Aruba as well?
Yes.
With the
same
store. Cream puff?
Yes, at the superfood.
Whole? Okay.
Yeah. So, we bought a bunch of snack chips. It turns out that Cool Ranch Doritos in Aruba are known as Cool American.
Which we are.
Which is fantastic,
of course. So these are barbecue and ham. It's not enough to just be barbecue or ham.
They really smell like ham.
Uh-huh.
Lord, yes they do. That's remarkably unsettling.
And they taste unsettlingly like ham.
Yeah, no, this just tastes like ham.
I want to eat and drink something good soon.
Then you are not in the right spot.
No, not at all.
We have those goldfish.
Goldfish crackers just creep me out.
Would you care for a knockoff Jaffa cake, then?
No.
No, those are good. Those are actually good.
I don't want anything more from you people. <They're> horrible.
God, I wish we could make that the title of this show.
I would like to mention that on the 20-odd other episodes that we've done,
mm-hmm.
usually the sodas we do get, like, 70, 80, 90. Like,
really?
We usually do very good premium beverages.
The problem is we don't know Aruban sodas very well.
Yeah, so the bottom line is Aruba has terrible sodas.
Yeah, the goal is to not buy your sodas in the slum of a Caribbean island nation.
Slum's a little harsh.
Did you see the superfood?
Yeah, if you go...
I saw the superfood.
Okay.
I've also seen Walmarts all over America.
It's true. Sure. This was cleaner than many Walmarts. So.
Exactly.
But definitely, if you go the right way... The right from the cruise port, lovely casinos and restaurants. If you go to the left, gas tanks for a port, demolished buildings, and superfood.
You should have seen if there was some soda in the gas tank and just siphon out.
It might have been better than the
power. We do have several pictures of just rubble and things like that in a series that we have named Scenic Aruba that I'll probably put in the forums for people to see.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, unless you have any other horrible things for me to put in my body, I think I need to go and sit and think quietly about life and the choices I've made.
No, that sounds fair.
Yeah, wonderful. I think that's a great way to go out on this. Right. Yeah. I'd like to thank Joseph Scrimshaw
for absolutely.
Joining
thank you
us
very much.
For
you're
both
a trooper.
Of these episodes.
Thank you. Thank you. It was great fun.
Excellent.
Cheers.
Excellent. Cheers. And so long, Soda Pals.